这里 ，OK OK， 哦，好，
我们换一边吧。
OK，
据说这边的 receiving 比较好。
OK， all right， all right。So this is one of those challenging passages that sometimes when we are young in the Lord, it's hard to really grasp what Jesus is saying here.
今天这段经文呢是不容易理解的啊，尤其对一个初信人上来讲。
But it follows nicely on the message that we were able to share last time I spoke on just how we view and treat other people.
但跟我们上次讲的呢还是有关系的。我们上次讲到我们作为基督徒我们应该怎样的对待别人。
And it reminded me of something Paul said that, you know, Jesus is present wherever his people are.
我们记得保罗跟我们说我无论属主的人在哪里主也在那里。
And he doesn't want us to be careless at the way we see each other, the way we speak to each other, the way we treat each other.
保罗说我们对于信主的人我们彼此之间的交往也是要注意一下不能够很随心所欲的哈你要比较注意一点。
Right, yeah. And I think this is something that takes a while to learn as we mature as Christians.
我们作为一个基督徒随着我们不断的成熟我们也在不断的学习。
Because all of us come from different backgrounds, different sometimes ethnicities, different families, and they have a heavy influence on how we begin to enter the kingdom of God.
我们每个人的背景不一样家庭不一样教育程度不一样哈所以我们每个人进到神的国里面我们都在不断的学习和成长。
And so I'm, each year, the longer I live, I'm more convinced that we need the scripture to keep informing us and also transforming the way we think.
所以我信主这么越来越久就越来越体会到我们需要不断的需要这个主的话圣经上的经文来改变我们来教导我们。
Paul said it this way, right? This is the scripture, these are the words of God that work effectually in us who believe.
所以这里保罗所说的这句圣经上的话这个圣经都是神所吹气而成的于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I was looking at this verse but quoting another one, but they're complimentary. Okay. And so I hope today as we prayed that we'll let this word dwell in us richly.
我的祷告就是求主帮助我们今天在讲的时候呢让这个经文能够丰富的进入到我们心里面去。
It's about the way we treat people that we consider maybe different or other than us.
这节经文讲到就是我们对于好我们看起来可能不一样的人我们怎样子对待他们。
And it can affect any of us, even those of us who we think maybe are closer in our relationship with Jesus.
对这段经文对我们一样有用即便是我们对于那些我们觉得是很熟的人很近的人很像的人一样的适用。
And so I want toinvite you to read it with me one more time. This is, I think, the ESV, and maybe we can try to read it in English together.
我们这次大家都用英文来读哈。
John said to him, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he was not following us. But Jesus said, Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name,will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. And I think we don't need to necessarily read this again in Chinese. Jesus is teaching us about how we are to work with and respond to other disciples that we encounter in life.
耶稣这段经文就是教导我们对于我们在生活中遇见的其他的也是奉主名的或者是基督的门徒的话我们怎样子跟他的有应对有接洽
And I'm assuming that maybe John's attitude and his concern is shared by some of the other disciples around him.
所以这里我们看到约翰说了一段话哈我们想想可能其他的门徒他们当时的想法可能跟约翰是一样的。
So Jesus' disciples assume if they're not with us, well, they're probably illegitimate.
当时约翰的想法就是如果其他人就算他奉耶稣的名传道但他是不跟我们在一起的所以他应该也是没有属灵权柄的或者说他是不是正宗的。
Uh-huh. Illegitimate is kind of hard to translate, isn't it? Yeah.
就不是正宗的。
Yeah. This is a natural response that I think a lot of Christians have.
这个很多基督徒都是有这种想法的。
Because we don't know them. Maybe we encounter them and we don't really know anything much except that they're not with us.
对，所以当你遇到一个其他的基督徒的时候，你知道他不跟你，他不是跟你在一起的，但是你也对他也并不是很了解，所以你就想说，哎，他可能信仰不正宗啊，或者怎么样。
But that doesn't justify our attitude and the way we speak and treat them.
但是这个就不应该成为影响我们对待其他基督徒的一个行为方式。
There were several words that kind of lit up for me as I was meditating on this passage.
我在思想这段经文的时候呢，有几个字让我心里面突然有些感动。
We tried to stop him, Jesus.
就像约翰说的，我们禁止他。
He's not one of us.
他不跟我们在一起。
He's not with us, Jesus.
他不是跟从你的这群人里面的。
And I think, you know, if you get out of your bubble in life, even beyond your church, you're going to encounter this kind of situation.
如果我们走出我们生活圈的话，我们就肯定也会碰到同样的情况。
Especially if you're trying to obediently follow Jesus.
如果你是真的照主的话去行去传道的话，你一定会碰见其他的基督徒的。
We meet them, sometimes I meet them on campus. I've had a lot of ministry over the years on college campuses.
有时候我去大学的校园传福音，我就碰到其他的那里传福音的基督徒。
And sometimes certain Christians from certain churches or certain organizations, they cultivate unconsciously certain attitudes.
So, 当你碰到其他机构的、其他教会的、其他福音团体的，他们的宣教士也好，他们派去的弟兄姊妹，他们可能有些不同的想法。
Even though we're in the same family, we're in Christ.
虽然说我们是一个大家庭，都是宇宙教会里面的。
But all we know is they're not of us.
但我也知道他可能跟我们的宗派呀或者什么。传统不一样。
They're not working on the same team as we are.
他跟我们不是同一个团队的。
They're from a different congregation that we don't really understand.
他们是可能是不同的教会派来的。
And some of it we can understand because as you go out and as you live, you do meet a lot of crazy things in life, even people who say they are Christians.
所以有时候我们经验告诉我们，我们有时碰到其他的基督徒，他们的一些做法可能让我们觉得非常的不舒服。
So naturally, we do have concerns and questions. That's okay.
我们可能很自然就会有想法和猜疑，那这个是很正常的。
Because admittedly, there are some people who misuse the name of Christ.
我们知道在生活中肯定有很多人他们妄用主的名。
And their teaching is not only kind of different to us and strange, but sometimes even unbiblical.
所以他们的教导可能跟我们讲的不一样，甚至可能是违反圣经的。
And so, there's something under the radar that is developing this them versus us kind of way.
所以这个有个背景让我们看见这个约翰就想到看到别人奉主的名传道的时候就想哎这是他们跟我们不一样。
Right, yeah, and especially if we're not that mature yet in the faith.
尤其是在我们在信仰上还不成熟的话我们常常会做他们和我们的区别。
And it's true, I'll admit it, you know, I served in Taiwan for a number of years and I would meet some pretty crazy different churches and missionaries at times that, you know, it kind of unnerves you sometimes the way you see certain Christians working with other people.
So, 在我这传道这么多年，我也见过其他的宗派或者教会派的宣教士、传道人呢等等，有时候他们这些做法让我也觉得很不舒服。
I'll give you just one example. I still serve at UMKC and I run into this one church that is really pushy with international students and always trying to get them to say the prayer even before they fully understand the gospel.
So, 我现在我还是在 UMKC 这个学校传福音。那我现在也知道有一个机构在那边传福音。他们对于学生呢就是说即便他在还没有信的情况下一定要他讲这个认罪的祷告。
So, this is all related to a level of maturity and understanding as a disciple.
所以这个跟这个一个每个门徒他对于在主里面的成熟度是有关的。
And from what we understand about the 12 disciples, John, the one that is saying this, is actually the youngest of all the disciples.
我们知道在跟从耶稣的十二个门徒里面，约翰是最年轻的。
And I'm sure that his heart was good, his intentions are good, but his understanding is limited.
我们知道他的心是好的，他的想法是好的，但就是他的做法可能还不成熟。
And his paradigm, the way he sees things, is pretty narrow.
他看事情的方法和角度还是很狭隘的。
believers like this have kind of everything in black or white.
所以作为一个信主人，他看事情好像就是要么黑要么白，没有一个中间的。
And that's why we see him thinking, okay, they're either with us or they're not legitimate.
所以他看事情就是两元，就是要么跟我们一起的，要么他就不是跟我们一起的，那就是不对的。
Now this disciple that they're watching, we don't really have any information. This one that is casting out demons, we don't really know too much about him.
所以另外那个门徒就是约翰说不跟我们一起的那个门徒，他也在赶鬼，他也在奉耶稣的名，对不对？那到底这个人是谁？他有什么背景？我们圣经上没说。
But it seems that maybe the 12 are not that familiar with him.
所以但看上去这个十二个使徒对那个人不熟。
That he is somehow in their thinking he's not with us.
所以他们觉得因为不熟嘛，所以他们就跟这个十二使徒是好像不在一块的。
But in fact it appears that he's a faithful follower of Christ.
但看起来那个人是很忠心的在跟从耶稣的。
So much so that he has the tenacity, the courage, the boldness to go out and take Jesus' word seriously that the kingdom has come and it is dispelling the dark powers around us.
所以他是忠心跟随主，他是奉耶稣的名出去传道赶鬼，把神的国带进来的一个人。
But it's this in-group loyalty among the 12 that is at work. Okay? And the 12 have this kind of like, this is our team. We're Jesus' most closest and faithful disciples. We're the in-group. We have this kind of loyalty to Jesus and one another.
所以这十二个使徒可能就心里就有想法，觉得这个这是我们的地盘，我们跟耶稣最久最直接。你这个好像是个外来的哈，你就好像进了别人的地盘了。
And so they looking at this guy, this disciples, and it's like, who's this guy?
怎么想的？这个人是谁？到我们的地盘来了。
I mean, if he's gonna do this kind of ministry, we didn't even vet this guy. You know that word vet? Okay.
就是这个人到我们这边来，好像到我们的地盘来传福音，他我们都没有好好的这个审核过他的资历哈，他就来了。
厉害。Number four, this is similar, I think, to the same kind of spirit we see at work in that church at Corinth. Number four.
所以我们在这个保罗的哥林多教会跟他们讲的时候呢，哥林多教会的情况跟这个情况有点像。
Remember how Paul was informed that there were a number of problems with these local house churches that were in the city of Corinth.
在哥林多教会呢有很多问题哈，它里面有分党结党的问题。
And Paul got this report that there was, it was very divisive. They were a very kind of divided group.
所以这个问题就是什么？分门结党，让这个教会有产生了里面有不同的小团体。
And their attitude, the way of life was reflected in verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 1.
所以他们的问题就是在像哥林多前书一章十二节那里讲的那个问题。
One says, well, I follow Paul.
有一个团体说我们是跟保罗的。
Well, I follow Apollos.
另外一个朋友说我们是跟亚波罗的。
And still another, I follow Peter, Cephas.
还有一个人说我是跟彼得的。
And another says, well, I follow Jesus.
另外一个最厉害他说你们这个都不对，我是跟耶稣的。
Right? And so there's that spirit at work, it's them and us.
所以那里他们的灵就是说你的灵就是这个分门结党的灵。
So what is Jesus' response to all this?
那耶稣对他们的回应是什么呢？对彼得对约翰的回应。
Jesus at this point who gives a special word to what he sees developing. Yeah.
耶稣看见他们当时的情况，耶稣就有针对性的反应了。
And it's true, even if this guy, this one they don't know, even if he might not have as much training as the 12, it's possible. Right.
对，即便那个单独传福音的那个基督徒，他可能不像这十二使徒一样跟着耶稣这么久，有这么好的培训哈，从主那里亲自来培训。但是他还是做的对的事儿。
And I'm just trying to use my imagination. The way we think today is probably not so different by, it's just human nature, you know? So maybe they don't know the scriptures, this guy maybe as well as we know the scriptures.
所以那个单独那个就是他可能对于圣经的熟悉程度不如这十二使徒熟啊。
Or maybe they're like, wow, you're really talking about the spiritual gifts all the time. What? I'm kind of uncomfortable with that.
他也可能那个人是一开口就讲这个属灵的恩赐，那十二使徒这边可能觉得，哎，你这样讲让我有点不舒服。
Yes, there are many differences.
所以他们之间肯定有些不同的地方。
With this brother, and also in the context we find ourselves in today. Same thing, a lot of differences that we encounter.
所以这段情景跟我们现在生活也是蛮相关的，我们现在也常常遇到人跟我们不一样，尤其是在主里面的基督徒跟我们有不一样的地方的。
But it doesn't mean that Christ does not accept such people.
但并不意味着神不接受他们。
Or that we should somehow hinder them.
或者说我们必须去反对他们。
Or think less, think ill of them.
或者觉得他们不配，他们不行。
Or misjudge them.
或者说误判他们。
Jesus said, "Don't stop him."
耶稣说不要拦阻他。
Right?No one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me.
耶稣说没有人能够奉我的名传道然后转过来又来毁谤我的。
I just think that just jumps off the Bible page when I read a text like that. It's so forceful. Do not stop people like this.
耶稣的反应就是不要去拦阻他。
Right? No one doing a mighty work like this brother in my name is really opposing me.
因为耶稣说，因为没有人奉我的名行异能，反倒轻易毁谤我。
And I think in my name, Jesus says, shows us something. It tells us something, a key to understanding.
这里主强调是奉我的名，这个字很重要。
It indicates that this disciple that they're criticizing had gone out to minister with Christ's authority.
所以我们想可以想象那一个传福音基督徒他是奉耶稣的名他用了耶稣的权柄
and maybe the 12 didn't know about it maybe John had no idea about this
所以那十二使徒可能并没有看到那一点我没有想到那一点
both Jesus and later Paul assure us no one speaking by the spirit of Christ or ministering in the name of Christ can do God's work and then at the next moment oppose Christ somehow
就是耶稣这里是这样讲后来保罗在书信里面也是告诉我们没有人奉耶稣的名去传道然后又来反过来又毁谤耶稣的
Sorry, yeah, that was really a pregnant, sorry, thank you. Yeah, so, you know, it's not like suddenly you're speaking God's word and then somehow you're against, somehow opposing Christ. It's not happening.
所以你不可能一早上奉耶稣的名传道下午就来毁谤耶稣的名哈。
So Paul said it this way in his letter to the Corinthians.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十二章三节这样说。
He says, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit.
所以林前十二章三节这里说，所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有人能说耶稣是主的。
That's because what they say and what they're doing is through the work of God's Spirit.
因为他无论说什么做什么，都是靠着圣灵而做的。
Regardless of whether they are on our team or in our camp.
至于这个人是不是我们团队里面的一个人，或者说他是不是跟我们住在一起的，那个无关紧要。
So bottom line, if he is not against us or working against us, then he or she.Or they are for us.
所以耶稣的话就这个意思。如果他们不反对我们，那他就是支持我们的。
Even if they're not in our church or not on our team.
即便他不是在我们这个教会里面聚会，或者不是跟我们同一个团队的，那也没关系。
And then Mark goes on to quote Jesus in the next verse 41. 这是下面的。
马可下面就说。
For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward.
所以耶稣下面就继续说了，我实实在在的告诉你们，无论是谁奉因为是基督徒的关系，就给他一杯水喝，那这个一定会得他的赏赐。
Okay, so I think what Jesus is saying here is that there is no exclusive team for followers of Christ.
所以耶稣的意思就是说。在跟从耶稣的团队里面没有一个只有唯一的团队很多团队都可以
Now, I think it's interesting how Jesus flipped the script and now he is examining the disciples and he wants to teach them or show them something
所以耶稣在这里在教育他的门徒
Jesus is reminding John and the 12 that as those learning to follow Jesus they too will be misjudged
耶稣在教导他们就说在他们跟从耶稣的这个过程阶段中他们自己也会被别人误解的
They too will be opposed
他们也会被人反对的
They too will be hindered
他们也会被人主爱的。
In the same way that John is trying to hinder this brother, this other disciple.
就像约翰现在想拦阻那个基督徒一样。
But when others bless them, instead of, you know, misjudging them, they will be rewarded.
所以当这个约翰或者其他的基督徒去祝福别的基督徒的时候呢，他们自己也会蒙祝福。
Right, God will see it and God will bless that attitude, that response.
所以神看到了，神会祝福他。
So it seems to me that what matters is that we belong to Christ and that we receive one another.
所以关键一点就是我们是属于基督的，我们互相接纳。
Right, and then Mark adds this thing about offering a cup of water. I think that's interesting. Yeah.
所以马可这里特别用了一杯凉水这个比喻。
And I believe he adds this as he remembers what Jesus says to complement Jesus' point about how we are to view and how we are to interact with other believers who are professing the name of Christ.
实际上我们看见这如何对于和其他的基督徒之间的相处。
Right, yeah. Sorry, my little guy is not clicking very good. We are to be careful not to misjudge such people.
所以要紧就是我们不要去误判别人，对别人有个错误的判断。
Careful not to think less of them somehow.
尤其是不要想着人家不行。
No matter how different or how mundane or the quality of their service might be.
即便他们看起来或者他们做出来的效果好像质量好像没有那么高，你也不要去觉得别人就不行。
So I ask you, can you hear this word from Jesus today?
我现在说大家能够听到耶稣在这里对我们说这句话吗？
Because Jesus is saying, you all are with me.
也是说你们都是和我同在的。
On the same team.
即便说十二使徒跟我同在和另外那个基督徒跟我同在是一样的，是同一个大团队。
Because you belong to me.
因为你们都是属于我的。
Okay, so it's not important what another disciple's relationship is with me or my church. It's important what their relationship and response is to Jesus who is Lord over all.
所以关键出发点不是在于你这个人是跟这个教会的或跟这个人的，而是是不是跟耶稣的。
And so something as simple as offering a cup of water to relieve someone's thirst is significant in Jesus' eyes.
所以耶稣说你就算当别人传道渴的时候你给他一杯凉水，这在耶稣的眼中都是极大的有功劳。
And such Christ-like kindness and thoughtfulness will not be forgotten.
所以神因着你的这个想的周到会来报答你的。
So instead of opposing or trying to stop such people, we should treat them as we would want to be treated ourselves.
所以耶稣说你不要去拦阻这个人传福音，相反你要想想你如果是他，你希望你怎么被人对待呢？你是不是希望你讲完道以后人家给你杯水喝呢？所以你想你自己想这样子的话，你对别人也应该这样。
Amen. Yeah. Instead, we should bless them.
所以你要祝福那个人。
To refresh them.
让他身心灵得到释放。
Support them.
要支持他。
In some kind of simple, meaningful, thoughtful way.
用一个很小，比如说一杯水，给他一杯水喝，也是很好的方法。
And those kind of people, those thoughtful fellow disciples will be rewarded and commended by God.
当你这样做的时候，神就会记得你，纪念你。
Right? Perhaps this disciple was simple enough to trust the word of Jesus and go out and cast out demons.
所以那个单独传福音的那个基督徒，他可能就是凭一个简单的信心，耶稣这样说了，他就这样做。他就一个人出去传福音赶鬼。
Somehow, maybe it appeared that he was inexperienced or younger, perhaps.
他可能是年轻，可能还没有什么经验就去了。
And so he was misjudged as someone who was illegitimate.
所以他被其他的基督徒误解了，觉得他好像不正宗。
Not part of the in-group of the 12.
不是那个初创团队那伙人。
So it might remind you of something we saw last time I had the privilege to preach here from Mark chapter 9, earlier in the chapter verse 36.
我上次在这边讲到的时候讲到也是讲到马可福音，但是停在37节了。
It reminded me of verse 37 in particular, whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.
所以那里在讲到说无论是谁奉我的名接待这个小子的他就是接待我，接待我的就是接待那差我来的父。
One such means, you know, those who are usually marginalized or looked down on.
所以那个小镇特别是指到这个被边缘化的或被人瞧不起的人。
So Jesus goes on to say in verse 42, And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck.
耶稣跟着在42节说如果不论是谁让这个小信我的名的小子里面有一个跌倒的不如把大磨石拴在这人的脖子上扔到海里。
So this must be something pretty serious.
所以这是很严重的罪啊。
And so Jesus now begins to pivot and talk about the consequences to our actions.
所以耶稣在这里开始用比喻来跟我们讲了。
And he's warning us about how we look, view, and treat others who claim the name of Christ.
这里讲到就我们对于其他自称是基督徒的人我们应该怎么做。
Are you hearing the seriousness of what Jesus is saying?
要不要讲到耶稣这个讲的是非常严肃的事儿哈。
To me, it sounds like how we treat one another, especially vulnerable disciples, is of real concern to Jesus.
所以我觉得哈，耶稣这里讲了，当你对待其他的，比如说那个比较软弱的基督徒的时候，你对待他的方式，在耶稣看来是很严重的事情。
So let's look at the next part of the verse, because it even seems to get more serious as Jesus expounds his next point about consequences.
那耶稣就下面就继续讲了这个后果是，你如果不照着耶稣说的话去做，那个后果是很严重的。
And we're going to see that Jesus uses the metaphor of the body to underscore his point.
耶稣用这个身体的肢体上的一个比喻来讲。
And these are the verses when we're younger, maybe we don't know the scripture as well, that might scare us a little bit.
这个我想起小时候，如果你还小时候听到这个，如果你不懂上下文的话，你可能觉得啊，听起来好可怕。
So let me read 43 to 48 real quick.
我就用从43节读到48节。
Jesus says, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to, you can read with me if you want, that's fine. It's better for you to enter life maimed,Then with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter a life crippled than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.And I don't know if you want to necessarily, okay, we won't do that. So Jesus is listing the parts of the body, perhaps reminds you of something that we read about when Paul talks about God's people, the body of Christ.
耶稣这里讲到这个身上的肢体等等，让我们想到保罗在哥林多书信里面也讲到这个肢体。
Right. For just as the body is one, Paul says, this is in chapter 12 of his first letter to the Corinthians,Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ.
所以在哥林多前书十二章十二节那里说到，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
And then he goes on, Paul, in verses 18 to 20, God arranged the members in the body.Each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, many, many members of the body, yet one body.
然后接着18到20节说神随自己的意思把肢体聚各安排在身上了若都是一个肢体身子在哪里呢但如今肢体是多的身子却是一个。
And then he goes on. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you.Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. That's verse 21.
21节说眼不能对手说我用不着你头也不能对脚说我用不着你。
On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. I love that. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow greater honor.
不但如此身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的身上肢体我们看为不体面的越发给它加上体面。
Well, do you see a connection here between what Jesus is saying and what the Spirit of God later allowed Paul to recall?
所以你看到耶稣当初在对着门徒做了一些比喻，讲到肢体，那后来保罗在这个哥林多前书里面也讲到一大段关于肢体的的信息。
And it's interesting that he uses some of the same parts, you know, the eye, the feet, the hands, in his illustration, Paul does.
两边都用到这个手啊、脚啊、眼睛啊。
And so he ends this section in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians by saying, "You are the body of Christ and members of it."
所以这个总结是在27节说，你们都是基督的，你们就是基督的身子。并且各自做肢体。
So it also reminded me as I was writing this sermon that something that Paul said to young Timothy.
我记得保罗对年轻的提摩太这样写了一封，这样说道。
And because Timothy was young and probably not that experienced, but yet accompanying Paul, I'm sure that probably some people struggle with his youth. So you know, Paul had to say something like this to Timothy.
所以提摩太跟从保罗出去传道，对吧？但是因为提摩太比较年轻，可能经验不够，所以可能有些一些其他的教会人的人可能有点小看他的意思，所以保罗就写信鼓励他。
Because of human nature, because of the way we are as people, even though we are dwelt by the Spirit of God, even though we are the people of God, we still, you know, have to carry this human nature with us, and we see someone young.And if we're not careful, we make a judgment.
所以这个也没办法，因为人的本性，因为虽然基督的临到我们，但我们的本性可能，我们的身体还在，所以我们看到有人很年轻，可能觉得哦，这人可能太年轻，没有经验。
And so Paul says to Timothy, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity."
所以保罗鼓励提摩太说，不要叫人小看你年轻。主要在信心，主要在言语行，主要在言语、生活、爱心、信心和上保持你的纯洁，做众人的榜样。
Nice job. So I think it means that those among us who are viewed as young, viewed as weak, or lacking experience, perhaps lacking connections or influence, may seem to us as simple people, naive, or maybe even unimpressive.
所以保罗的意思就是说，你不要因为人变得年轻或者没有经验或者怎么样，就觉得他经验不够，就小看人家。
Yeah, and this is not Paul saying this. This is just me reflecting on what both Jesus and Paul are saying. Yeah, that this is the way we tend to see people, right?
对，我们人的本性就是你可能因为人家年轻没有经验或者学历不够或者说经验不足，你可能小看别人。
Because if we're not careful, we can easily and unconsciously view such among us pretty much like the rest of society does.
所以我们不要像教会外面的人哈，这个看人就用世俗的方法哈，那我们不要就是凭着外表去判断 judge 别人。
So unfortunately, we look down on them, those kind of younger people.
对，有时候我们在教会里面跟教外面一样，当人家年轻的时候，你可能就小看人家。
Or we don't take them seriously.
或者觉得他讲的话没有什么分量。
Or if we're in a meeting, we expect them to keep quiet.
如果开会的时候，希望他们不要发言。
Or maybe if we have a lot of power in the church, we view these people as pawns in our game.
如果我们在教会里面的有权柄的，可能觉得这些年轻的都是我们棋盘上的棋子。
And so by our actions, by our attitudes, by the way we treat them, we cause these younger ones to sin or even stumble.
就因为我们这个态度，我们的做法，可以让这个年轻的基督徒可能他跌倒或者他犯罪了。
Right. And when it's really bad, these younger people, young in the faith, doesn't mean necessarily youth, but younger and not yet developed, sometimes they even give up following Christ.
这些年不见得是年龄上年轻，而是他的信主的年岁比较短的年轻。所以如果这个教会里边成熟的人对他的方式不对的话，可能让他们跌倒甚至失去信心。
So in other words, Jesus wants us to know, we who claim to follow Christ and judge ourselves Christian, that how we live, how we treat others, and what we do or fail to do has real consequences.
所以保罗这里就是强调，当我们在教会里面已经有一定年限、有成熟的哈，我们怎样的生活、怎样的对待其他人、我们怎样的做法，我们是有后果的。
So if we claim to be following Jesus, but our lifestyle is careless, self-centered, biased, exclusionary, or legalistic like Pharisees, or negatively somehow influencing or impacting younger, weaker, more vulnerable disciples around us, better watch out.
所以如果我们说我们是基督徒，在主里面有一定的年日了哈，但是我们对待其他的特别比如说年轻的，或者说软弱一点的，或者是说的基督徒的话，我们对他，我们不能够有一个只管只顾自己的啊，或者说会对他有个偏见的，或者说对他们这个排斥性的，或者说存那个律法主义来对待他们。
So much so that we cause them to sin by our example, by our way of life.
以至于我们绊倒了其他人，或者说让他们去犯罪了，那这个的后果非常严重。
Or we cause them to stumble by what we do or don't do, or how we treat them.
或者说我们因着我们做了些什么事，或者我们没有该做但是没有做一些事情，导致别人犯罪的话，那更糟糕。
Or we cause them to want to quit.
或者让他们失去信心的，或者是放弃信仰的。
And they give up following Jesus altogether.
他最后就他也不信了。
So you can see why Jesus is giving such a stern warning here.
所以你看这里耶稣给我们一个严重的警告。
Right? Jesus says, then it would be better for such people like this to meet an untimely and horrific death than face God, the judge of all.
所以耶稣的比喻就是说，这个人呢，宁肯这样子去死，也好过面对神的审判。这个死就是脖上拴个磨石就沉到海里。
So that's pretty serious, right?
这听起来很严重啊。
Yeah. So there's times where Jesus has to speak a word of that kind of intensity with his people.
所以耶稣用这种很严肃的话来跟他的门徒讲。
Because his word to us is that's not okay to treat other younger people that are other that are not part of our group to treat them in such a manner is not okay.
耶稣严重警告他们不可以对待其他的传福音的弟兄姊妹来轻视他们或者阻挡他们。
There are real and lasting consequences when we conduct ourselves in this way.
如果那样做的话，神会有很大的报应的。
And so he calls us, Jesus calls us to self-examination.
所以耶稣叫我们常常要反省。
He calls us to take radical measures if necessary.
他要我们用一个激进的方法来衡量，看看自己的行为。
And Jesus goes on to use graphic illustrations to underscore his point.
他下面讲的这个听起来有点可怕哈。
You know, hand cut off, a foot cut off, or eye plucked out, that's pretty...seems kind of violent even.
听着有点残忍哈，剁手剁脚挖眼睛。
Right. Yeah. Obviously, Jesus is using hyperbole. All good teachers do.
但我们知道耶稣这里是用个比喻的方法哈。
Yes, of course, he's using exaggerated metaphors to drive home a point.
对，他用那个比喻的方法听起来这样，但是就意思就是说你要理会他那个重点，对啊，他那个要讲的那一点。
And in this text, he's not really equating the members of the body of Christ as the flesh, as if somehow the flesh is evil, but he's talking about how these different gifts given to the church, to the body of Christ, can lead us to ruin if we're not careful.
所以耶稣这里不是指真的是你的这个手上的这个手，身上这个手啊脚，他是个比喻的方法讲到肢体。
Right. I think you can grasp this with me. We all are gifted in different ways, the Bible says, but we can also misuse the gifts that God gives us.
所以我们知道圣经上说我们每个人都有属灵的恩赐，对吧？但是我们其实每个人也可以滥用你的恩赐，或者误用你的恩赐。
Some of us are gifted with a speaking gift, but if we're not careful, we can actually abuse people and misuse them in our ministry.
所以有的人他是做口的恩赐，他是为神传讲。神的信息，但他如果讲的不对的话呢，或者是用在自己的好处上呢，那他是有报应的。
And we've all been entrusted with different gifts.
神给我们每个人都有恩赐。
So we have to be careful how we use those gifts in the church.
我们要小心我们怎样子用我们的恩赐来服侍教会。
Right. Because wherever there's a gift and there's influence, and wherever there's influence, there's power that can be either used well or unwell.
所以我们有恩赐，我们就有 there's a gift, there's a power.
Power, yeah.
所以你有了恩赐，你就有能力。
Yeah,
有了能力，
有影响
对，
也有能力。
所以你有恩赐就有影响，有了影响就产生能力，有能力最后就有结果。
So we have to steward these gifts well and humbly.
所以你要好好的珍惜你的这个恩赐，然后又好好的善用它。
And remember, like we sang today, that beautiful song you had for us that, hey, we are one. We are one family, so it's not you or over him, and it's, there's not this hierarchy going on.
就像我们刚刚唱诗的，我们是一个家庭，在一个家庭里面没有这个，没有这个地位的分别。
And we're all connected to Jesus. There's one Lord over the church, one body, and so that's why we keep taking the Lord's Supper to remind ourselves and also as an opportunity to examine ourselves before we take the one body and the one cup of Jesus.
所以我们想象主的话后，我们是一主一信一喜一神啊，一个杯一个饼。
So I know I've said a lot here this morning. Maybe we should just take a breath, just breathe for a second. There's a lot in this text. We're almost done, but I think that this is what I gather as I ruminate on this text today.About the body, the different parts of the body.
最后还讲一下这个，讲到这个肢体哈。
Could it be that Jesus' point about the different members of our body are that his hands are maybe those that are gifted to serve, to heal, to bless, and pray?
所以讲到这个，特别讲到手的时候，这个肢体哈，是不是讲到这个？因为手是用来服侍的哈，所以讲到这个手是来服侍，来医治，来祝福，来祷告的。
And it could it be that the feet perhaps represent those that are sent to go with the gospel?
所以讲到脚，圣经要讲到说，我们要预备要就把传福音当作鞋穿在脚上。所以讲到脚，可能他讲到是说要预备去传福音的。
And could it be that the eyes represent those that are gifted to see certain things, whether they be teachers or counselors or prophets?
有可能他这个眼讲到眼睛的时候，讲到是说那些做做教师的，做counselor
辅导，
做辅导的或者做先知的，他们能够看到别人身上的长处，他们看到一些他有具有洞察力的。
So let's receive this word from Jesus for just a moment, okay? Consider our hands.
让我们想想这个手哈。
With which we work, we serve, we touch others. Yeah, these hands are important.
这手很重要哈，我们用手来做工，我们用手来服侍，要来接触到其他人。
So what I think I hear is if our hands which God has given us to work and serve with cause us to sin or cause us to stumble, then we are to put them to death.
所以耶稣这里说，如果这个手使别人跌倒的话，我们就应该把这手砍下来，让这手死掉。
And I think this truth that Jesus is speaking is working on two different levels.
我觉得这个真理是有两面的。
It's working on the level of the individual member of the body of Christ, but it's also working on a level where there are in the body of Christ, in the church, many that are hands to the church. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
So there, some people might have the gift of serving and healing, right, as individual believers, right? Mm-hmm. And there's another level where as Jesus looks at the church, he sees those that are gifted more with the ministry of hand ministry, serving, healing, right, blessing, and so it's working on both the individual level and the corporate level.
Okay. 所以他在讲就是这个在教会里面的有这个恩赐来服侍别人的，也可能某个人，也可能这一个某个团队，他有这个恩赐来服侍。
Right. And I don't know if you see that unless you really go a little deeper into the passage, right? This includes idle hands about what we don't do as well.
我们讲到手，我们可以讲到手，我们有什么东西不用手做的。
That we've been gifted with these hands, and yet maybe we're idle and we're not employing these hands to bless and serve others.
所以这里讲的是神给了我们这个手，让我们去做事，但我们就是不做，所以不去用。
Or like Paul said in his letter to Timothy, I want men everywhere to do what? Lift up holy hands before God.
所以保罗在提摩太前书讲到说，我愿男人无争端，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
We're raising our hands up in prayer unashamedly to the Lord.
我们讲举起手来向神祷告。
And there are some people in the church who are gifted with a ministry of prayer, and it is so powerful.
我们的教会里面有些人，他有这个祷告的恩赐，他举手祷告的时候非常有能力。
But we have to do this with holy hands, not fighting with each other or misjudging each other, arguing with each other, putting each other down. These have to be holy hands that we offer to God.
保罗说你要举起圣洁的手，不是那双喜欢打架的手。
Or consider our feet.
再来看看脚。
There are some feet that are swift to do wrong.
有些脚呢专干坏事。
Right? But if our feet which God has given us take the gospel, this glorious good news to others, right? If we let them somehow lead us astray and down the path of destruction, then Jesus has put them to death.
我们的脚是用来传，圣经上说就是穿上传福音的鞋，用我们的脚出去传福音的。如果这个脚用来做了别的事呢，照耶稣的讲话就是就不要这个脚了。
And Paul picks up on the same kind of thinking, the same kind of metaphorical language in the book of Romans when he says certain members you put to death.
就像在罗马书里面说，身上有些肢体你让他就死掉了。
Right? Paul said these feet are to be employed how? Fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. This is, yeah.
这个以弗所书里面说，就是你们的脚要穿上预备传福音的鞋。
Yeah. So these feet are to go with the glorious gospel that brings reconciliation and peace to others we encounter.
所以你的脚所到之处就带来了平安的福音，给大家带来与神和好的好消息。
On the other hand, if we always have our feet up, right, and we're just self-absorbed, we're indifferent to the needs of others, then you need to put that way of life to death.
当然你也可以不用你的脚穿福音，而是翘起二郎腿过一个很悠闲的生活。
Right?So sometimes it's about what we do or what we fail to do.
或者意思就是神给了你这个让你去做，那你如果不做的话呢？
But in fact, God gives us feet so we can walk with Him. We can walk in the light as He is in the light. This is D at the very bottom, 下面最下面的。
OK.、
Yeah.
所以神给了我们这个脚，就让我们去行在光中，行在传福音中。
Yeah. So you see your foot there? These feet are to go with Jesus. So you walk with Him and you walk with others.Along this path we call discipleship.
所以当你照着主的话去行的时候，这就是个门徒了。
And these feet help us eventually learn to walk in love, to walk in the light, to walk with Jesus.
因为你有脚，所以可以在光中行，可以在爱中行。
Or consider our eyes.
那么再来看看眼睛。
Right? If our eyes, which God's given us to enjoy the beauty of creation, the gifts of God, and the needs of broken people around us, somehow lead us toThe wrong path, the wrong way, where we now are worshiping the same idols that the world worships, then we cannot be passive.
所以当神给我们眼睛的时候，他给我们干什么呢？给我们来看到、欣赏神所创造的美丽，欣赏神给我们的恩赐，看到我们周围人的不同的需要，这是神的用意。但你如果把这个眼睛用来干的别的事，比如说去拜偶像，或沉浸在自己的情欲里面哈、
right.
那这个就违反了神当初给你的本意了。
So Jesus says you got to take action.
神说那你这个时候要挖眼了。
And if you have to, right, you have to pluck them out if you have to counter these unhealthy, defiling tendencies in the world that we live in where everybody's on their phone all the time and you know, our eyes are roaming in ways that they shouldn't and so you can't be passive about it.
所以耶稣用了这个挖眼睛的比喻，意思就是说比如说现在在我们这个社会，你常常盯着手机看很久很久的时间哈，不健康，所以呢把手机扔了、
right.
可能是一个方法。
Instead we should fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
所以我们的眼睛要定睛在耶稣身上，圣经上说他是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
I remember another time when Jesus is with the 12 and he says lift up your eyes and look, do you see what I see? The harvest is white.And so we offer our eyes to God.
所以把我们的眼睛献给神，就要看耶稣所看见的。还记得耶稣跟他十二门徒在一起说到了，你们看，庄稼成熟了，要差派做工的人去收割。
I repeat, Jesus says, do not be passive about these things.
所以耶稣的意思就讲到手脚眼，就是说你不要一个被动的方法，你要主动的去遵行神的话。
And Paul understood his personal responsibility. He said, I discipline my body.
啊，这里保罗有个总结，他说我是操练我的身体。
Nice job. Yeah, I keep it. I have agency. God has given me agency, and so I keep it under control.
所以这个是我的身体是神给我的一个器皿，我要把它服在我的控制之下。
if I don't do that, I'm really kind of disqualified from any kind of significant ministry publicly.
如果你身体都不受你的管束的话，那你做不了什么事儿的。
And Paul would later say the following to Timothy: Fight the good fight, take hold of eternal life.
最后，保罗我们看见他在给提摩太的书信里面说，你要打那美好的仗，然后要承受永生。
Right. Yeah. We shouldn't deceive ourselves. Do you remember what God said to Cain before he let his jealous eyes and his violent hands and his hasty feet kill his brother?
啊，我们不要自欺哈，我们要从那个该隐身上学一个这个比喻，他这个手眼脚他都用上了哈，他这个眼睛怎么样呢？他眼睛嫉妒他的兄弟。他的手怎么样呢？手就去就把他兄弟杀了。
Yeah.
他的脚呢，恐怕也是跑得很快的去杀。
Right.
所以从这个该隐这个身上，我们就看到他三个都用到了，但是都用的不对。
Yeah, God's word to Cain before he killed his brother is, if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at the door. It desires to have you, but you must master it.
这个在创世纪四章七节，当该隐把他兄弟杀了以后呢，神对他说了这样一段话。神说，你如果做的不对，那个罪恶就伏在你门口等着你，他要怎么样，他要控制你，但是你必须不能让他控制你。
So the reality is that there's forces, there's powers outside of us, within us, they can overwhelm us, they can overcome us if we're not careful, so we have to learn through the power of the Spirit to put them to death.
所以我们就知道，在我们身体以外有这个社会上不好的影响，在我们身体里面有我们这个老我在影响我们。当这两股力量都加起来，都把我们影响到了，最后我们就失去了神当初呼召我们要做的这些事的这些行为的时候呢，我们这个整个身体就变成无用了。
And we see something very similar throughout the book of Romans, right? Number 5, we also see it number 6, but we don't have time to read those. But the same thing, we learn to put them to death.
所以罗马书这个八章啊六章都讲到很长的讲解，讲到这个当我们的身体当我们的身体被罪控制了的时候怎么办，我们要致死这个身体。
So what do? We offer our hands, we offer our feet, we offer our eyes, our entire body to God.
所以我们要把我们的手，把我们的脚，把我们的眼睛，把我们的全人献给神。
Not only individually, but as the church, we offer these gifted ones to God.
不单是我们每个人个人要这样，我们作为教会做一个团体也要这样。
We have a choice.
我们必须面临有个选择。
We have opportunities right now to make self-examination and to make corrections if necessary.
我们要常常反省我们自己，我们这个团体所做所行。
We can exclude others. We can misuse our power. We can insist on in-group loyalty the way of the flesh, or we can make another choice.
我们可以照着肉体来活，也可以换一个方式，照着圣灵的感动来活。
Right. Through God's Spirit, through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit of God, we can put to death the members of our body that need to submit to Christ.
我们怎样致死自己的身体呢？或者是这些什么手脚眼这些呢？就是靠着圣灵。
And learn afresh each day, we have to make a choice. Who am I going to follow?
我每天都要问自己，我们每天有个新的问题了，我们今天要跟从谁。
Yeah, am I going to follow Jesus? Lord, help me to follow you today.
我们要希望我们选择是跟从耶稣，求主帮助我们每天来跟从他。
Almost finished. I know it's a long passage. Regardless of what choice we make, we will encounter fire, Jesus says.
不管你的选择是什么，你最后总有一天要看见火。
This is God's merciful solution to the dilemma that we are in. Salt and fire, I will explain.
我们每个天都，我们最后总要碰到这个盐和火。
Right. As we near this final verse, we read, everyone will be salted with fire, verse 49.
这四十九节耶稣说，要用火，要用盐来腌个人。
And, you know, when, as a young Christian, I would scratch my head and think, what? You know, I'm saved, you know? What do you mean, fire? Yeah.
当我刚信神读到这儿，我就想着，哎，我已经蒙恩得救了，为什么还要碰上火呢
？What's Jesus talking about here？
耶稣到底讲什么
？And why did Mark include this in the final verses of this section？ Right？
为什么马可福音在这一段，在最后这几句话，他把这几句话加进来呢
？Yeah，and how did we get from this radical, responsible Christian living to salt and fire.
这个上下文好像连不上哈。
So I've often wondered about the meaning and the point that Jesus is trying to make here, and I think he is saying this.
我现在想可能是有这个意思。
All right. We believers will all be tested and refined by God's fire.
所以我们作为一个信徒，我们都会被神来试炼，被神来炼净，用火来炼净。
The purifying fire of God as we learn to love, honor, and serve others.
当我们来照着神的意思学着去彼此相爱彼此尊重的时候呢，就有试炼的火来试炼我们了。
Right, and so you have to think about this whole idea of that we are, like it says in Romans 12:1, we are living as living sacrifices before God.
你记得罗马书里面说我们在神面前是活祭吗？
Right. So like all sacrifices that are offered to God, they must be salted.
所以在旧约里面讲到献祭给神那个肉哈要先腌过的
right and to preserve right to enhance our flavor so that we can bless and positively impact others around us
那怎么腌呢就是用盐腌哈所以这里讲说这个用这个我们要被就盐来腌就要让我们的这个生命中有这个味道
right we live as living sacrifices before God but we must be salted and there must be fire
所以我们在神面前是活祭哈，所以也要用盐腌过，也要有火来烧。
So that when others come into contact with you and me, they say, "Wow, I like that smell."
就是当你腌过了，被火烧了，有个香味了，人家到你跟你接触，闻到你身上那个接触到你身上这个品味，他就是哎，这个人不一样。
And depending on how we respond to Jesus, we can either smell like life or death.
但你那个味道可能香，也可能臭
，right?This depends on are we responding to the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus at work in us and among us.
我们常常回应神的灵在我们身上的带领
Right? And I won't read it, it's too long, but Paul talks about that at length in his second letter to the Corinthians about the savor, the flavor of God's people.
所以保罗在哥林多后书二章十四到十六节很长一段讲到信主的人身上带着基督的香气。
So if later today you wanted to go home and thought, you know, I want to look at that passage and think about it more deeply, then yeah, I would encourage you to do that. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16.
对这一段经文大家回头可以自己读一下特别讲到基督徒身上的香气。
So I think what Jesus means is we can let God season and salt us and also refine us in the fire.
所以我相信这里耶稣讲的就是说我们要让神用盐来腌我们让我们身上有这个香气让用火来试炼我们让我们这个香气能够发出来
and I think the fire is often like the fiery trials that Peter spoke of in his letter
所以当他讲到火的时候我们就想到彼得在他书信里面讲到用火来试炼个人
so that we can become like a burnt offering to God
像我们让我们的生命在神面前就好像一个火祭
a pleasing sacrifice acceptable to God
在神眼中看为是可喜悦的可接受的
or we can live like the world today and we can burn in a different way with lust burning in our hearts
或者像这个火让我们可能另一方面就是圣经上说的与其欲火攻心那个火
where we're slaves to our eyes and our feet and our hands and one day we will face also I think fire when we stand before the Lord not like going to hellfire but like aPurging when we meet the Lord.
如果我们成为我们自己的手脚眼的奴隶，我们神要我们做的我们不做，反而做些不讨神喜悦的事情。将来有一天我们还是会面对那个火。当然，那个火不是让我们下地狱的火。如果你已经得救的话，你不会是烧于那种火。但是这个火呢，是让我们将来有个洁净的火。神会把你烧干净，但是你还是会得救。
Right, because Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews says, "Our God is a consuming fire."
希伯来书说神是烈火
and fire is not a bad thing you know if your relationship to fire is good fire brings so many benefits right
火我们知道是个火应是不是个坏事当你的生命中与火有关系的话火可以带给你很多的好处
but if you don't handle fire in the right way it's very dangerous
但如果这个火烧的方向不对的话呢就很危险了
Peter said don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as if this was something strange.
彼得这里说，当你们生命中遇到火热的试炼的时候，不要以为稀奇。
Yeah. So let's get to the very last part. I think we need to welcome this seasoning in our life. It's God seasons us.
所以这个火，不管是盐也好，火也好，这就是神在我们生命中的好像调料一样，让我们的生命更有香气。
Because verse 50 says salt is good.
因为盐是好的。
Right? Salt is good like the spirit of this prayer. Here's a prayer that I have.
下面有一段祷告是我特别喜欢的。
God, have your way with us, your church, right? And let us be like a living sacrifice offering, right? Pound us, break us, salt and purify us so that we and our service in Jesus' name might become fragrant and acceptable to you.
所以这段祷告就是说，神啊，愿你的旨意行在我们中间，好像我们成为一个活祭，让我们破碎我们，让我们用盐来腌我们，然后洁净我们，所以我们能够成为能够在基督奉基督里面，我们成为有个香气，能够成为一个你所接纳的祭。
And then the last verse ends, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other.
这里还有说，如果盐若失了味，还有什么能够让它再咸呢？你们生命中应该有盐，能够使你们彼此和睦。
And so we'll end the message with that. Jesus' point is, don't treat each other in these kind of ways, but be at peace with each other.
所以最后结语就是，耶稣说，我们彼此之间要有和睦。
And as we get out beyond our church and we are interacting with other disciples of Jesus, be at peace with each other.
当我们离开这个教会，我们出去在和别的基督徒、别的团体、别的教会的来往的时候，我们要和他们有彼此和睦。
Thank you for your patience with me. I'm sorry I went so long today. I want to tell you how much this church means to me. Yeah.
谢谢大家。
Yeah, thank you for praying for me, loving me, my family, generously giving to me at a time like now. Means a lot.
谢谢大家在我最困难的时候为我祷告，用金钱支持我。谢谢，感谢主。
So you can see now why I didn't begin the message this way, or I would be crying the whole message. So I thought I would say, save my thank you for the end of my message.
我如果一开始就说这句话，我可能整段信息讲到都在哭。
Yeah, thank you.
谢谢，谢谢教会。
Yeah, let's pray.
我们做祷告。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主，我们谢谢你。
Thank you for this church, Lord.
主，我们为了这个教会感谢你。
Thank you for your people.
谢谢教会的弟兄姊妹。
Thank you for this word that you gave us today.
谢谢你今天给我们的信息。
Help us to walk in it.
帮助我们遵它而行。
Think about it.
常常思想它。
Lean into it.
依靠这句话。
And say yes to God one more time.
对主说，主啊，我愿意。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right.